O glorious Saint Joseph, Father and Protector of the Faithful, we bless our Mother the Church, for that she, now that the world is drawing to the close of its existence, has taught us to confide in Thee. Many ages passed away, and Thy glories had not been made known to the world. But even then, Thou wast one of mankind's most powerful intercessors. Most affectionately didst Thou fulfill Thy office as head of the great human family, whereof the Incarnate Word was a member. Nations and individuals experienced the benefit of Thy prayers, but there was not the public acknowledgement of Thy favors. There was not the homage of gratitude which is now offered to Thee. The more perfect knowledge of Thy glories, and the honor paid to Thee as the protector of mankind, these were reserved for our own unhappy times, when the state of the world is such as to require help beyond that which was granted to former ages. We come before Thee, O Joseph, to honor the unlimited power of Thine intercession, and the love Thou bearest for all the children of the Church, the brethren of Jesus. Thou, O Mary, art pleased at seeing us honor Him, whom Thou didst so tenderly love. Never are our prayers so welcome to Thee as when they are presented to Thee by His hands. The union formed by heaven between Thyself and Joseph will last for all eternity, and the unbounded love Thou hast for Jesus is an additional motive for Thee to love Him who was the foster father of Thy child and the guardian of Thy virginity. O Joseph, we also are the children of Mary, Thy spouse. Treat us as such, bless us, watch over us, and receive the prayers which, now more than ever, the Church encourages us to present to Thee. Thou art the pillar of the world, Columen Mundi. Thou art one of the foundations whereon it rests. Because of Thy merits and prayers, our Lord has patience with it, in spite of the iniquities which defile it. How truly may we say of these our times, there is now no saint. Truths are decayed from among the children of men. Footnote, Psalm 11, verse 2. How powerful then must not Thine intercession be to avert the indignation of God and induce Him to show us His mercy? Grow not weary of Thy labor, O Thou universal protector. The Church of Thy Jesus comes before Thee on this day, beseeching Thee to persevere in Thy task of love. See this world of ours, now it is become one great volcano of danger by the boasted liberty granted to sin and heresy. Delay not Thine aid, but quickly procure for us what will give us security and peace. Whatever may be our necessities, Thou art willing and able to assist us. We may be the poorest and last among the children of the Church. It matters not. Thou lovest us with all the affectionate compassion of a father. What a joy is not this to our hearts, O Joseph! We will therefore turn to Thee in our spiritual wants. We will beg Thee to assist us in gaining the virtues whereof we stand in need, in the battles we have to fight against the enemies of our souls, and in the sacrifices which duty asks at our hands. Make us worthy to be called Thy children, O Thou Father of the Faithful. Nor is Thy power limited to what regards our eternal welfare. Daily experience shows us how readily Thou canst procure for us the blessing of God upon our temporal interests, provided they are in accordance with His divine will. Hence it is that we hope for Thy protection and aid in what concerns our worldly prospects. The house of Nazareth was confided to Thy care. Deign to give counsel and help to all them that make Thee the patron of all that regards their earthly well-being. Glorious guardian of the Holy Family, the family of Christendom is placed under Thy special patronage. Watch over it in these troubled times. Hear the prayers of them that seek Thine aid when about to choose the partner who is to share with them the joys and the sorrows of this world, and help them to prepare for their passage to eternity. Maintain between husbands and wives that mutual respect, which is the safeguard of their fidelity to each other. Obtain for them the pledge of heaven's blessings. Fill them with such reverence for the holy state to which they've been called, that they may never deserve the reproach given by St. Paul to certain married people of that day, whom he compares to heathens who know not God. Footnote, First Letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 5. Grant us also, O Joseph, another favor. There is one moment of our lives which is the most important of all, since eternity depends upon it. It is the moment of our death. And yet we feel our fear abated by the thought that God's mercy has made thee the special patron of the dying. Thou hast been entrusted with the office of making death happy and holy to those who invoke thee. To whom could such a prerogative have been given more appropriately than to thee, O Joseph, whose admirable death was one of the sublimest spectacles ever witnessed by angels or by men? For Jesus and Mary were by thy side, as thou didst breathe forth thy soul. Be then our helper at that awful hour of our death. We hope to have Mary's protection, for we daily pray to her that she would aid us at the hour of our death. But we know that Mary is pleased at our having confidence in thee, and that where thou art, she also is sure to be. Encouraged by thy fatherly love, O Joseph, we will calmly await the coming of our last hour. For if we are careful in recommending it to thee, thou wilt not fail to take it under thy protection. The gladness of today's feast has been united with the paschal joy. Still, it is but just that the latter should have its own expression apart. We will, therefore, end the day by offering to our risen Lord the following preface. It is taken from the ancient Gothic Missal, published by Dom Mabillon. Contestatio. In die sabbato octava pasche. It is right and just, needful and available to salvation, that mankind should, with all devotion, venerate thee, O Christ, admirable King, as its God and Lord. This is he whose condemnation broke the chains that held countless believers in the prison of limbo, and enrolled them under the standard of liberty. This is he who was shown to the world as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and all the earth celebrates with joy the defeat of Satan, the lion that destroyed souls. This is he who permitted his body to be fastened with nails to the wood of the cross, that the wicked spirit might know how great is the power he has to fear. When he cried out with a loud voice and gave up the ghost, the earth shook, heaven trembled, day took flight, the sun was darkened, the stars hid their rays and disappeared. He descended into hell, broke its gates, and filled it with terror. He rose again, and the angels rejoiced. Let the earth and they that dwell therein be glad. It was in this his triumph that was seen what the prophet had foretold when he said, I will be thy death, O hell. Where then is thy victory? For death could not be destroyed, save by life. Christ, having descended to them that were captives of death, he restored them to life by his resurrection, which was thus attested by both the living and the dead.